Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, broadcasting live from Demo Day 2023. So excited to be talking to my next guest. How do you pronounce your name? Davia?
Yes, perfect.
Davia Rose Lassiter. She's with Women Lead and the Lassiter Firm. Welcome, Davia.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am so excited to learn, number one, about Women Lead. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Women Lead is a 3-credit course at Georgia State. It is an elective, and we focus on women's leadership, but we empower all of our students to aspire to and achieve leadership roles. So, by the name alone, people may think, well, only women can sign up for it. But it's actually open to anyone who meets our academic requirements, which includes a 3.0 GPA and 30 completed credit hours. We do have several sections such as business, and I actually teach one of the business sections, policy and politics, entrepreneurship, which is perfect for today, as well as science, technology, and the arts. 2025 will mark 10 years of Women Lead, and we are here to support our students through immersive experiences, mentoring, coaching, and connecting them with leaders in the community.
So what's your backstory? How did you get involved with Women Lead, and were you part of the genesis of the idea?
I wish I was, but I am a very lucky and blessed girl. So I worked for years in marketing and communications, and in summer of 21, I decided to walk away from it. And so I was working on my PhD at Georgia State, and I was looking for funding. And I saw an opportunity to apply for a program called Women Lead, and I was fortunate enough to get the assistantship, which meant that I had funding for school. And then I began teaching the following semester, and this January, I began working for the program full time. So I've had quite a journey with Women Lead, but I don't see myself leaving anytime soon.
So you were part of the program, and now you lead the program.
I don't lead it, but I do teach a section of the course, and I handle social media and other special events. Our fearless leader is Dr. Sarah Gershon.
So now, being part of it, have you gotten a chance to see some of the people that have gone through it benefit from being part of the program?
Absolutely, especially with E&I. We recently partnered with the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, and we featured 3 Women Lead alums. And they have not only gone through the Women Lead class, but also were in the first 2 cohorts of Main Street. Mm-hmm. And so it's wonderful to see them utilize all the resources at Georgia State, from Women Lead to Main Street, and of course the E&I program.
So now talk about Main Street from your lens. How's the event been for you?
This has been really encouraging and inspiring. As a small business owner myself, it's something that I fell into. So to see these people connected with Georgia State use their innovation, but also really approach Georgia State as a significant resource for them to further their business is really, really incredible. I've seen some amazing pitches today, and it's exciting to see what they will continue to do.
Now, you mentioned your own business, the Lassiter Firm. Can you talk a little bit about that mission, purpose, how you're serving folks?
Absolutely. So with the Lassiter Firm, we like to say we like to advance your excellence. And so we find that a lot of people really don't know where to start when it comes to their careers, from interviewing to knowing how to craft an effective resume and even their LinkedIn presence. And so that's where we come in. We help people with doing all of that, from knowing how to have a resume with the right keywords to helping them build that confidence in their digital presence, as well as once they reach the interview table. I've been in business officially since 2020, unofficially longer than that, but through the encouragement of friends in the community and even just resources at Georgia State and talking with other entrepreneurs, I'm slowly building it to be bigger, but it's been a fun journey.
Now, as part of the journey, are you helping your clients with the skills to present, to be able to tell the story of their themselves so they can effectively use that to get a job, maybe on an interview. And just like some of the folks here today have to be able to tell their story in order, you know, to move to the next level and get funding for their business. Is that a component of what you offer?
Absolutely. Storytelling is such a critical component for any career, and of course, as an entrepreneur. So we even teach this in Women Lead, bringing it full circle, that telling your story is important and again, critical to getting your point across, to even just cementing who you are as a person and as a business owner. So whether it's in Women Lead or with my clients, that storytelling aspect is something that is just so incredibly important.
Now, any advice for the listener out there when it comes to telling a story or telling your story in this kind of an environment, whether it's a pitch or it's an interview, is there some do's and don'ts when it comes to storytelling?
I would say always, always be authentic, because no one wants a fake story. People love to have something that's memorable as well as compelling. So being true to yourself and not comparing yourself to anyone. Imposter syndrome is such a nasty word. And so the belief in what you have will really shine through. And so knowing that is always going to be a key to success. But I will say, always be prepared. So don't just come out there and just kind of wing it. You can be authentic, but you can also be authentic and prepared.
That's a better combination, right? Authentic and prepared as opposed to authentic and unprepared.
Yeah, never ends
if
well.
If given a choice, be prepared. And now, here we are at this event. There's hundreds of people around us right now. It's winding down to the point where they're going to announce the finalists. Has anything caught your eye? Is there anybody you're rooting for when it comes to this? Are you allowed to talk about it? Or is that?
Well, I will say that I'm rooting for everybody at Georgia State. But there was a company or two that really caught my eye, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. So you do have your eye on somebody.
I do.
And you're rooting for somebody. This is a great event, and it must make you so proud to be part of a university that can put together an event like this and attract really a cross-section of the entire Atlanta community here, including folks that maybe aren't your typical entrepreneurs and a lot of folks from underserved communities, a lot of first-time, first-generation college students. To get an opportunity here must make you proud.
This is amazing. I mean, Georgia State overall is such an amazing community. And I was telling a student, an alum actually, that she can actually apply for Main Street, because it's all about having the connection to the university. And so seeing all of the good that Georgia State does in so many capacities is a really beautiful thing.
So tell our listeners your ideal client at the Lassiter firm, if somebody who would be the perfect person for you to bring on as your next client.
The perfect person would have to have a heartbeat. That's all I require.
That's it.
That is it. I am here to help and to serve people. So as long as they're ready to advance their excellence, they're perfect for me.
So they could be a recent grad. They could be in business themselves. But if somebody is maybe, what's their frustration? What are they frustrated where you're going to help solve that problem for them?
What I find is that a lot of people lack the confidence and they don't know how to tell their story. And so I've had people with advanced degrees feel as if they're not qualified.
Right.
Or people with significant number of years of experience feel as if they're not enough. And so helping them to, again, tell that story, but also really relate to them, you're actually more than qualified and you're worthy. That is a lot of joy that I get out, because I'm able to remove that frustration.
So if somebody wants to learn more, what's the website for the Lassiter firm?
TheLassiterFirm.com.
And if somebody wants to learn about Women Lead?
Check out robinson.gsu.edu/womenlead.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor, back in a few at Demo Day 2023.